Hello and welcome everyone. I'm Morgan Klein, full-time mom, personal trainer, co-founder, and COO of Burn Bootcamp. I'm here to bring you a strong dose of hot topics such as nutrition, fitness, self-help, style, entrepreneurship, motherhood, and so much more. I strive to inspire you to live your life with greater balance, vitality, and empowerment. So grab a mug and join me for a cup of coffee and kettlebells. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Coffee and Kettlebells. It's me, Morgan, and I am here today to welcome another one of our franchise partners to the podcast. So I've got Zulie Humphrey on the other line here, and she is one of our franchise partners of Centennial and Summerlin North, Nevada location. So they are actually still in the process of opening, so they're in the beginning phases, but I'm really excited to have you on because I know you have an amazing story that is going to inspire so many. She left her country to be with the man that she loves who didn't speak any Spanish and she didn't speak much English. So I cannot wait to dive into this story, but you are now a mom of three and you've really found your groove in your late 30s because of Burn Bootcamp. So welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Nice talking to you.
So I feel like we've got to get right into this story, right? So this background about you, your family, how you met your husband, and really what's just gotten you to where you're at right now.
Right. Okay. So I'll start. I'm born and raised in Mexico. I went to college. I grew up in a border city with Texas. So the United States was like my backyard growing up. And okay. I went to college. I graduated with a major in business management. My husband and my stepfather were working together back then, and that's how we met. So my family used to travel over the summers to be whatever my stepfather was working at, and that's how we met. And we didn't spend much time together until after I graduated from college. We spent he came to my graduation in Mexico. Then we spent Christmas and New Year's Eve together. We kind of fell in love, and we just knew that a long-distance relationship was going to be even harder for us. So we decided to go for it, and now here we are 20 years later, three kids living in Vegas. So,
wow. Well, okay, I know I left, you know, I left my home state to move to Florida to, like, go after my job, and at that time, Devin and I were dating, but we weren't, he wasn't living with me. He was doing his baseball thing, and so but I remember that fear of leaving, like what was home and leaving that safe place. And so I can't imagine how hard it was to even leave your country and like everything you've kind of known to go after and pursue something that you knew you wanted, right? That passion, that love for your now husband. So anything that like you can think of that really supported you mentally through that when you're leaving something that's so comfortable for the unknown?
I was thinking back in the day, I don't think I did a very good job at the beginning. I mean, figure I left my country, I left my friends. I was focused on learning the language, you know, and focused on being a wife. Then we had kids, so now my focus was on being a full-time mom, you know, and then we didn't have any family nearby. So it was just the two of us and our baby. So I think even day nights, we're probably just watching TV, you know, staying past nine, watching TV. There was not even Netflix or anything. I don't think it was until my kids were like school age and they started playing sports. Then I met some moms here and there, a few friends. Honestly, I don't think my husband and I took like a kid-free vacation until our 15-year anniversary. So it was a lot of, it was just home and kids and family, which, you know, it's still, it makes you happy, but
of course,
once you start going out there, like I started realizing that even lunch with a friend or getting my nails done or just getting out of the house, you know, it just made me feel better. And so I slowly started to, like you always often say, just fill up your cup first so you can pour into others. So
yeah, absolutely.
It's a long process.
Yeah. And I think it's interesting now, like hindsight, 2020, you can say, I wish I would have done that earlier, or I wish I would have made more time for myself or my friendships and my spouses. And I get it, man. Like life happens and things get busy. You're a mom of three and I'm a mom of three too. And man, I just like, there's days where I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to do all of this. You know, it's just, it's a lot. And so I think what's important to remember is everything is just a phase though, right? Like the, although our kids, you know, and having them and seasons are going to change, life's going to get busier in different ways. Everything is just a phase and just trying to appreciate the moment you're in, but also don't forget the important things, right? And so I know you've said burn has changed you and kind of you've gotten into your groove and now you're this entrepreneur and business owner. So talk to us a little bit about how that clicked in your mind and how now you're on this new journey and kind of this new risk that you're going to be taking to fulfill a passion that you have.
Well, when my kids started going to school, I was kind of a little bit lost because now I have all this time in my hands, right? Like, husband went to work, kids went to school, and I'm like, so now what do I do?
Yeah.
So I started trying to find, like, a part-time job because I still wanted to be there for the kids, you know? But honestly, like, I had been at home a full-time mom with no experience, you know? And so that job that I was looking for, it wasn't there, like, I wasn't going to be able to get my kids from school, do all the things that I was used to doing before. Mm-hmm. And so I just continue at home. Then I find burn and I can bring my little one with me. And it was just always from the back of my mind. So I actually fill out the request for a franchise for more information.
Yep.
But there wasn't territories available in the area at the time.
Okay.
Then last year, I was already working at one of the locations as a trainer, and the ad popped up in my Facebook again. So I'm like, let me go check it out. So I went and filled it out again, and this time I actually got a response. I got an email requesting a phone call to talk more about it. So I talked to my husband, and we just decided to take it one step at a time. So we had a phone call with Matt, and one thing led to another. So now here we are.
Yeah. What's cool about that story is like it was planted in you a long time ago, right? And although maybe it didn't work out as soon or as immediate as you thought, it's like something that stayed with you. And I think that's so important that I always try to encourage people, you know, if there is something placed in your mind, in your heart, like you got to pursue it. And whether that means you pursue it today or you work out a plan to pursue it in the future, that's your calling, right? That's what you really are meant to be doing. And I think so many people try to fight that urge to do that because of the fear, right? Because of all the unknowns and all the what ifs and all the other things that we put in front of our own passion and dreams. And so I love that, like, early on, you're like, I just knew it. As soon as I started working out here, I knew it, right? It sounds like you wanted a life that created that flexibility, right? Where you can still be the mom that you want to be, but also do something that's filling your cup and pursuing your passion. And of course, what the amazing thing about burn is impacting in a positive way. So anything else to say about that to our listeners that maybe do have something on their heart, right? And it's like, they're just afraid to take that next step.
Don't be afraid. I mean, don't wait until the perfect time is there because it might never come. You know, like life happens. And if you want to do something, just go do it. Go do it and don't give up at the first, you know, issue that comes along. Just go until you get there.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So you guys are still, like I said in the bio, you're still in those beginning phases. So lots of busy things going on right now. But how's it going? And like, how has the shift been to, you know, obviously running your own business and also the three kids and being a wife and doing all the things? What does that transition look like for you?
It has been a little crazy. We weren't expecting the commercial real estate, you know, we didn't know how it worked, honestly. So I think the hardest part right now has been waiting because my husband and I, we're both very picky and we like plan everything very strategically. So there's so many moving parts and we have learned a lot, but there's some things that are absolutely out of our control. So we just have to, you know, sit down and wait and be patient and we just do what we can while we wait. So we have learned a lot of things. We just, you know, we want to be as prepared as we can so we can hit the ground running. We are excited. We have so many plans for a grand opening. We're planning on building our own floating floor. It's, you know, we're ready.
Yeah.
So hopefully we can get a lease signed here within the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, patience is one of those things that I learned being a business owner is patience and the willingness to be flexible. And I've talked about this in past podcasts, but you know, as much as you think you've got this game plan and you've got it all figured out and you're just ready to execute the plan, there are going to be curveballs that come in, right? There's going to be things that you didn't think of. There's going to be things that you learned. There's going to be things that are out of control, like you said. And it's hard because you're so driven and you're so ready, but like something else is holding you up. You got to learn that patience. And that's probably one of the biggest challenges, although the best lessons that I've learned as a business owner.
I agree. Yes.
So you're not just going to be the owner. You also got your certification to be a trainer, which I absolutely love. So what, talk to us a little bit about that, because it's one thing to, you know, have a passion to own a business, but it's another thing to have a passion to, you know, be a trainer and be one-on-one with all of our members and truly have that impact. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, I remember on one of my focus meetings, actually, when I was a member at Bird Boot Camp Las Vegas, my trainer back then, Jenna Stevens, she's actually now the franchise partner for that location.
Yeah.
I remember telling her, like, I would like to prepare myself and be a trainer one day. You know, maybe when they open other locations, they're going to need trainers. So she's like, yeah, definitely go for it. Then we, they opened a new location in Henderson West, which was actually a lot closer to me. So I switched to that location. And when pandemic happened, we shut down. And I, once again, I have all this free time, right? So I reached out to the franchise partners of Henderson West, Ronaldo and Latanya Wynn. And I was asking for information about the certification. And I remember Latanya's like, are you asking for you or for a friend? I'm like, no, well, I'm asking for myself. So she was very encouraging. She's like, come on, you need to do it. And we'd love to have you on our training team. So I went through the certification. You know, I got it before we were able to open the doors again. Mm-hmm. And I remember my first time on the mic was over the Zoom workout.
Okay.
And so once we opened the doors, then I was able to get some floor time. And I don't know, to me, it's just one of those things that the more you do it, the more you love it. And
yeah,
I really enjoy, you know, helping people and being as involved as I can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can remember my first time on the mic too, and definitely a scary thing. But like you said, the more practice reps you get, the more you do it, the more you become more confident, and it definitely fills a cup that even just being a business owner doesn't fill. So I'm excited that you get to dabble in both of those. So, you know, you have three kids. What do you hope to teach them through this journey, right? Like what's that look like for you? I mean, it sounds like you grew up with you know, just like the lesson of hard work, right? And the lesson of taking risks. The fact that you moved to another country, moved away from your, you know, your comfort zone, you have gone out and taken risks and done things and had that belief in yourself that it's going to work out because I'm in control here. So what are some of the lessons you want to pass down to your kids by opening your own business?
Right. I would like for them to realize that hard work pays off. Like if you want something, if you really want something, it is worth to work for it. I mean, oldest is in his first year in college, and his brother is in senior year in high school. So they're both at a point in their life where they have to make some important decisions, you know, for the future.
Yeah.
And I just hope that they take the right path, like the path that is going to take them to their end goal and not the easy path, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And then our youngest one, she knows that she wants to run the child watch when we open our doors. She's seven. So
yes, I love
I think
that.
She's fine. she's fine. She has her path clear.
Yes. No, I love the ownership that I see, like, the kids taking in their parents' business. Like, and it's always the child watch usually. And then once they get a little older, maybe it's the floating floor. But I know my kids, we bring them into the office, obviously the headquarter office. And the other day, my son says, like, well, mommy, that's our office or that's our building or something. And Devin's like, well, correction, it's mom and dad's office. But, you know, someday you can have that office, but you got to work for it. But it's fun to let them have that ownership for sure.
Yes. When I take her to, when she has to come with me to work out and she can tell what, sometimes she'll think that she works there and she's, you know, holding the babies and taking care of them.
That's
awesome.
You
can actually, you can actually play, you know, you're there
yeah.
to play with the kids. But the kids
were crying. You can be a kid, right? You can be a 7-year-old.
Yeah, you can be a kid.
So you kind of mentioned like you're just so excited for grand opening, getting those doors open. But if you could pick one thing, like what are you most excited about that your community is going to experience with Bern?
I am excited about our own transformation story, our own, you know, members, like being involved with that change. We're seeing the before and after pictures, the happy faces, you know, and all the emotions that come with it. So
yeah,
I can't
yeah.
wait to have our very own transformation story.
Yeah, it's so special when you can watch it with your own two eyes, right? And like be a part of every step of that process. I love that. So, you know, you found your groove in your late 30s. You're proving that age is just a number and that you can really go after your dreams at any point in your life, right? Like, just because you're in something now doesn't mean you can change course. And so, you know, is there anything that you would want to say that maybe even just the fact that you are the age that you are, like what's the perspective that you could wish you could give your younger self that you've found through Bern, or just through being a mother and through the aging process? Like what's that perspective that you'd love to tell somebody else that, hey, age doesn't matter?
Right. Maybe be a little bit selfish, like don't wait for tomorrow. Just live life, you know, to the fullest every day and just take a risk and do it for you.
I love it. All right. So what are some last, you know, tips or words of encouragement that you have for someone who, you know, is older and wants to start a new, you know, fitness routine? So I obviously we just talked about like taking the risk of being an entrepreneur and doing something you love. But what about someone who's scared to step into the doors of Bern Bootcamp? You know, what can you put yourself back into the day that you did that the first time? And what would you tell a new member that's thinking about it?
Just go for it. Like sometimes you are missing something that you had no idea. So if you have an opportunity, even if you think you can't do it, you know, like you are always more capable of what you think you are. So just take that leap of faith and maybe commit yourself to 7 days or 14 days and give it your all on that time. And you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised of how much you can accomplish, of how better you feel. And just go for it.
Yeah, it's like it's just creating those smaller goals at first, I think, is like, you know, 7 days, 14 days. Like I think so many people try to tackle a new fitness routine or a new nutrition regimen and they think that like they're going to see the results tomorrow, or they think they need to do it all tomorrow. Like I need to eat good. I need to cut out this. I need to drink my water. Like so many things they try to dump on themselves. And that's kind of where I see not failure, but that's where I see people, you know, not reach their potential because it's overwhelming. It's overwhelming to do so much and change so much about your life today, right? Or tomorrow. It's like, how can you just start? What are those baby steps? What's the long-term goal? It's good to have that. But then how are you breaking it down and how are we going to get there? That's what I try to talk to members about when they first come in. It's like, I want to lose 15 pounds or, you know, whatever, right? What's that big goal?
Right.
Okay, let's break that down into small goals. Like, how many times are you going to come this week? You know, like, what's our food look like? What can we start to cut out and then add in that, you know, can help feel your body better? And so, like you said, it's just start with that one goal. Start with that small step and you continue to build on that and build on that and build on that. So, well, Zuli, thank you so much. Could you tell everybody where they can find you? I know the gyms are obviously still in the opening phase, but they could be listening to this podcast at any time. So what's the best place to reach you?
Well, the best place right now will be through Facebook or Instagram, Zuli Humphrey. You can find me there. And then once we have more info, I will make sure I post everything there. And once we get our, you know, our business page, our official boot camp age, then I'll tie that in there too.
Yes, absolutely. And
Hopefully
guys,
soon.
just remember too, like the best way to find the nearest Burn Boot Camp location is to either go to burnbootcamp.com/locations, or you can download our app at Burn Boot Camp, and they will look at your location and they'll tell you what's in a given distance, and then they will also tell all of our open camp times and how you can get started. So those are two great ways. Follow her, and then also just looking on our website to see what status each one of our gyms and locations are in. So thank you so much again for sharing your story.
Thank
I'm
you.
excited to continue to watch your journey. And I'll be out there soon. When I'm in the area, I'll come visit.
Awesome. That sounds great.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Well, guys, thanks so much for listening today. We'll talk to you later. Thank you so much for sipping on a cup of coffee and kettlebells with me today. To find a recap of today's show, be sure to check out the Burn Boot Camp blog. To get your daily dose, be sure to like our Facebook page at Coffee and Kettlebells and follow me on Instagram at morgan.a.klein. If you have any questions you'd like answered at the end of my next podcast or have any suggestions for guests that you'd like to see featured on the show, please reach out to me at coffeeandkettlebells@burnbootcamp.com. If you love this episode of the podcast, I'd love to hear from you. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a review on the iTunes store, and be sure to share with your friends. Thanks again, and I hope you join me next time for a refill of coffee and kettlebells.